4. Kenya, Odinga, Communism, and Islam. On February 25, 2008, during the Democratic primary campaign, the Drudge Report published a photo which the Hillary Clinton campaign later denied distributing in Texas and Ohio, showing Senator Barack Obama in Africa, dressed in a headscarf and robe, with a walking stick in his right hand. The photo turns out to be authentic, taken in northeast Kenya, near the border of Somalia, during Barack's five-nation taxpayer-funded trip to Africa in August 2006. The Obama campaign denied the photo proves any connection between Obama and Islam, arguing that Obama was dressed in the traditional Somali tribal garb, not Muslim attire, much as President Bush or other U.S. leaders take on local clothing or traditional native costumes when meeting in foreign countries. The Obama campaign was right. The Somali elder garb would, of course, be Islamic. So while the photograph was hardly convincing evidence that Obama is secretly Islamic, Obama's 2006 trip to Kenya evidenced his continuing ties to Raila Odinga, a fellow Luo tribesman who was running for president of Kenya as a Muslim sympathizer with well-known communist political roots. Obama's support for Raila Odinga is understandable, not just because his grandfather and father, like Odinga, were from the Luo tribe, but also because Obama's roots include an intellectual connection to decades of anti-colonial political philosophy and U.S. African-American radical political writings. By supporting Raila Odinga, Obama not only plunged back into the Kenyan battles of domestic politics that destroyed his father, he also set a course to become an influence in Kenyan politics of today. In November 2007, during the election campaign between Raila Odinga and Mwai Kibaki, well-known American political consultant and analyst Dick Morris showed up in Kenya, announcing he was going to work pro bono as an Odinga political presidential campaign strategist. NTV broadcast a press conference in Kenya where Raila Odinga and Dick Morris appeared together to make the announcement. The NTV television news report introduced Morris to Kenya as the principal architect of Bill Clinton's re-election in 1996. Elsewhere, Morris expressed support for Odinga with language that echoed criticism Obama had made of the Kibaki government, even incorporating into his press statement Obama's 2008 catchword, change. Morris told the press he was confident Odinga would win because he has a clear reputation for courage and integrity and for change. I am delighted to be here in Kenya and to help you get rid of the corrupt government. Obviously, displeased to have such a high-profile consultant enter the picture on the side of the opposition, the Kibaki government notified Morris, within a few hours of arriving, that he had entered Kenya on a tourist visa and was not permitted to work on Odinga's presidential campaign, even if he was donating his services for free. Morris entered Kenya on a Tuesday, held the press conference with Odinga on Wednesday, and was whisked out of the country by the Kibaki government on Thursday. Odinga critics speculated that Morris had been recommended by former Clinton associates working for Obama. The argument was that Obama decided to help Odinga when the polls showed Odinga likely to lose the vote count against Kibaki. The results of the December 27, 2007 presidential vote, which showed Kibaki was elected, were disputed. Odinga charged he had been denied the Kenyan presidency by voter fraud. After the election, Odinga pressed for a power-sharing arrangement in which he would be the prime minister in a government where Kibaki was president, with the two factions sharing power evenly in the cabinet. Odinga's claim led to widespread fighting that killed more than 1,000 people in the weeks after the election and left more than 350,000 Kenyans displaced. In a horrifying incident following the election, at least 50 people, including women and children, were killed when an angry mob forced Kikuyu Christians into an Assemblies of God Pentecostal church and set fire to the church, hacking with machetes any of the Christians who tried to escape the flames. Christian missionaries reported over 300 Christian churches were severely damaged or destroyed in the wave of violence that swept the country, but mosques were left undisturbed. While proving involvement is difficult, many in Kenya assumed the post-election violence was supported, if not organized, behind the scenes by Odinga and his party. As Kenya entered this post-election violence, Senator Obama continued to insert himself into Kenyan politics. On January 1, 2008, 2 days before the Iowa caucuses, Obama called Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to discuss Kenya.